Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. It is game day as the Powell Panthers get ready to meet up with Shoshone at home, as the Wranglers will be in town to take on the Panthers. They are a fill-in team, as the Panthers were scheduled to play Wyoming Indian at home, but because of COVID protocol, the Chiefs are not playing basketball yet, but Shoshone is. For the Shoshone boys, they opened up the season with a two-point win against Meteetse, but then dropped a game at Big Piney before returning to beat Cokeville at home last weekend. Friday night, a two-point loss to a pretty good Big One team. Then Saratoga blew them out 73-45 as they come in at 2-3 on the year. Right about in the middle of the pack in scoring, about in the middle of the pack in defense in Class 2A. They do have a pretty good rebounder, and they do have a couple of guards that can bring the ball up, and both of them have been averaging in double figures this year for the Wranglers, as head coach Mike Haney of the Powell Panthers is more concerned about the Panthers and their offense. In that second quarter against Rocky, the Panthers went 0-for from the field. They were held only 8 points in the first half, basically against a zone defense that was set up by the Rocky Mountain Grizz in that 25-point win by Rocky. And Mike Haney said that, yeah, Shoshone most likely will have a zone defense ready for the Panthers, as will just about every team they play this year.
Well, no doubt. Just told them that in the halftime, or in my post-game talk. Now that this is on film, teams that run 2-3 are definitely going to sit in it, whether they do it the whole time or just come out at different times. So we'll dig in. Like I said, I have a lot of different things that we'll work on off of what we do. We have some basic actions out of our zone offense right now, and so now it's the time that we've got to start expanding on what we do. And you know, another thing that we didn't do very much tonight was screen the zone, which we worked on a lot, and we didn't screen the zone at all. And that's just something reps and practice, and then executing it in the game will really help.
For the Panther girls, they're trying to end a losing streak as they match up against a Shoshone team that has won a couple games this year, as they come in at 2-3 on the season, but they have been lighting some teams up. Matter of fact, for Shoshone, they have three players averaging in double figures. Cheyenne Thompson averages 13 a game, Haley Donaldson at 12.6, and Chloe Ramsey at 10.6 per game. Last weekend, the Panther girls came close to winning their second game of the year as they had a six-point lead on Rocky in the fourth quarter, but couldn't hold on and ended up losing that game, as the Panthers will be the first game out of the block today, as that game set to kick off, tip off, well, not even tip off, as they'll do a coin flip and then inbound beginning at 5 o'clock, and the boys game coming up at 7. You could tune into both of those games right here on KPOW. Checking out the sports schedule for the weekend for the Panther wrestlers off a duel at home. They're now at Green River, as they will have a set of duels starting up this afternoon beginning at 2:30. Also coming up this weekend, the swim team in action, as they'll be at the Warland Invitational. That kicks off tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m. We're back with more after this.